You've described your work as a vehicle for social commentary. What are the most important cultural issues or events you try to address?
You know, I'm trying to remove gender, race, class, forcing you to look at the work without judgment. It may be something that is unknown or unfamiliar to I, as a human being, have the ability to sort of take a moment before reacting to something that I don't understand. So fear really becomes an important factor. How do we sort of come to fear as a starting point?
So you're trying to mask kind of the things that we might use to identify ourselves as individuals, race, gender, class. And I'm interested in how you see that interplay between the masking of what would be different identifiers of individuality and creating new identifiers of individuality.
You know, I don't really think about it a lot. I just sort of build things. I don't really sketch anything. It's really sort of just sort of an object or a material or something that I find that may sort of trigger a new way of thinking about shape and form. And I try to move through the world in this very objective sort of way in terms of being open and sort of aware of all of these sort of divisions and diversities and ways in which we sort of function and navigate. And again, how does that then fold back into me sort of operating and existing in a particular way?
How does your role as a collector of other artworks influence your creative production?
As a collector of other artworks, being an artist, you know, I wake up every morning to my destiny. At the end of the day, that's what my life is about. That is the choice that I've made. You know, I started collecting when I was 18 years old in undergraduate school, so it's always been a part of my sort of practice, this sort of exchange.
What's one experience that you had while living in Missouri that very deeply informed your creative practice?
You know, I did my first parade when I was a junior at the Kansas City Art Institute. So, you know, that consisted of me making about 30 costumes and then sort of pulling together 30 individuals that were, you know, students at the school and creating this sort of procession down on the plaza. And I'm just as curious about the notion of performance and parades and processions today as I was then.